Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.
We've got a great program for you today. I'll be talking about stress solutions, and we'll have a little holiday music with Jeremiah at the piano. So stay tuned. Here we go.
Welcome to Shedding Shackles. Today's topic is understanding God's power. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hi, everyone. I'm stopping by to talk about some important things this holiday season. And what I want to tell you is something I told my son yesterday. I said to him that the difference between me and everybody else is nothing. Except, in other words, I'm like everybody else. You could go to anywhere, even to the worst part of town and the worst people. The difference between me and them is not so much. We're all the same. We're all human beings. But the difference between me and them is that I was rescued. God rescued me from myself, from the traumas of the past, from the family, the legacy of sin passed down, from the legacy of sin of the human race. He rescued me from misunderstandings, things that I didn't get. He rescued me from being really stupid about a lot of things and having wrong ideas. We picked them up so easily, wrong ideas. When I was in college, I remember I picked up some wrong ideas. And then later I picked up wrong ideas. And so he rescued me from that and is in the process of rescuing me. And it serves his purpose, but at the same time, it's awfully good for me. So maybe I can help a little bit. A long time ago, everywhere there were bookstores, not so much anymore now. Now that a lot of things are digital, but there are still bookstores, there used to be a lot of bookstores. And I used to love going to used bookstores, and there was perennially a book there that you would always find in the used bookstore. And it was, the title of the book was Advice from a Failure. Advice from a Failure. It was a popular self-help book. So maybe you could say this is advice from a failure, or a former failure who is failing now less. And I can say that you have to keep searching for that something special. All your life, you've been looking for something. You don't even know what it is. Maybe you call it love, understanding, fulfillment, the answer to the riddle of life. Something you've been searching for. It's kind of always been there. And yeah, you did everything else, but that was in the back of your mind. And that's what you have to keep searching for, because it's there. Love is there, and the answer is there, and truth is there, and solutions are there. They're all there. So just keep looking for them. And along the way, you're going to get sidetracked. You're going to get involved with people or some cause or some group, some organization, some ism. Yeah, it's going to happen. And you will think that you found it, the answer. And it's nice because there are a lot of other people there and it gets you involved and there are things to read and study and activities and places to go and meetings to attend. It keeps you busy, maybe keeps you out of trouble. And maybe you'll meet somebody there. So it's okay. But eventually you discover it's not the answer. And then you keep searching. That's all.
Hi, my name is Andrew. You're listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Roland brings old-time religion to life as he talks about repentance and turning back to God. Roland makes a new program every week just for the radio listener. So be sure to take advantage of this special resource. Roland wants you to know that Shedding Shackles is easy to find at your favorite podcast place. Roland says that since his program is only on the radio once or twice a week, you really should check out the podcast so you can listen again. Thanks and blessings.
So, all I can say is that God is there and He knows you. I know it's hard to believe, but He knows you. Why he would care about one little person, it's almost unbelievable. But He does. Just keep searching a little bit, and you'll forget. You'll forget, and you'll be busy with so many things you won't even think about. But somehow, deep down in your heart, you're still looking for the real thing. Now, a lot of you have resented other people because they didn't have it for you. You resented your parents. As good as they were and as hard as they tried, they somehow messed up a little bit. They didn't have it, what you're searching for. So you resented them for that. Sometimes they didn't get it. They were mean to you when they should have been easy on you. And sometimes they were too easy on you when they should have been harder on you. And sometimes they falsely accused you of stealing something, or somebody said something that you were taking drugs or something, and they almost believed it. Stuff like that. And you resented them for that. Maybe they got divorced. You resented them for that. Then you met somebody, and yeah, it was nice, but they didn't have that. They could be so nice. You could find the nicest person who loves you and understands you and cares for you and everything, and that's nice, but it still wouldn't be that special something that you're looking for. Okay. Now, a lot of us, we became resentful. And in our resentment, that cut us off from that which we're looking for, or put us farther away from it. And then we had to compensate. We compensated with all kinds of substitutes for the real thing. Okay, so you're going to do that too. You're going to do all that stuff. Fortunately, God gives you time. He gives us time. Then one day, you begin to find the answer. And often it'll come. And then along the way, you lost things. Maybe your parent passed away, or you had a boyfriend or girlfriend and they left you, or you had a good job and the company closed down. You had some friends and they drifted away. So you lost some things along the way. And it was painful. But don't let it become a block to finding what you're looking for. And undoubtedly, you did resent it sometimes. And now all you have to do is just see the resentment, just see that you resented it and let go of the resentment, and you'll be free. Just see that it happened. What is the expression now? It happens. That's what people say. They used to say stuff happens. Or now they say it happens. Okay, it happens. I don't resent it. Keep searching. Because Christ told us, He said, those who seek will find. If you really, really seek, you will. Now, it may not be tomorrow, may not be next year, but you will find it. Well, that's what I have to say for you or to you. For you or to you. That's what I have for you, and that's what I have to say to you today.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles, a breath of fresh air on the radio. Call Roland now at 510-455-8851.
refine your zest for discovery and adventure. Keep listening to Shedding Shackles.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. Today, I want to make a very nice program for you, one for the ages. What you need is not more things to study. You don't need more people to tell you what to do. You don't need more advice. Yeah, you need a little bit of advice, but I mean, the usual kind of, look, people have meant well. They've given you advice. People have written books. They give lectures. They give sermons. They do a lot of talking. They make videos. They make movies. They make music. And it's all, well, not all, but a lot of it is very nice. And it's helpful for a very short amount of time. And because it only lasts a short amount of time, it ends up not being helpful. See, you go somewhere and you hear a sermon or a seminar or a talk, or you do some studying, and temporarily you feel better. And temporarily you get caught up in the words and the study, and it feels like you're doing something good, and so you feel better. And then you go about your life, and pretty soon it's kind of gone, and you have to go back and do it again. And you keep going back over and over and over and over. And each time, it's a little better, but it's somehow not the answer. See, if you were to find the answer, you wouldn't need to study. Look, it says in the Bible, God said it through his prophet Jeremiah, and then it is repeated again in the epistles. God said it. He said, there will come a time when one person won't have to teach another, because I will write my laws in their minds and in their hearts, and I shall be their God, and they shall be my people. In other words, you will be taught of God. Taught of God. And if you're taught of God, you won't need anybody else to teach you. That's it. So you need to find out how to be taught of God. Now, amazingly, it's always been there, but you missed it, you doubted it, you ignored it, you paid more attention to what people said on the outside than what you knew in your heart. That's why they call it the still small voice. What does still mean? It means quiet. That's what it means. It means quiet, like there used to be a song called In the Still of the Night. So it's an old-fashioned English word for quiet. The still small voice, the quiet small voice, the wordless words, the voiceless voice. It's what you know in your heart. Now, it's always been there. You've been, but you fell away from it. When you were a little child, look, I've said this many times, and I know some of you have heard me say this over and over again over the past 35 years. But some, you don't get tired of hearing it. It's nice to hear it. And some of you are on your way. You've already made that step. Somehow, repentance has begun for you. You've become sorry before God for some of the things you've done. You've cried a few tears, and now you're out about your life. And as you go about your life, those of you who are on the path, you go about your life, and every day you see a little something. Maybe you see something that you're doing that's a little bit phony, or you see something that has a little bit of wrong energy in it. And the very fact that you see it in God's light, it changes. It changes everything. And little by little you grow, a little bit of the old you, what Paul called the old Adam, goes away, and it's replaced by a new you, a beautiful new you. And one day you emerge, you are the new person in Christ, through Christ, because of what God is doing in you.
Hi, my name is Ava. With new listeners always coming on board, Roland wants me to briefly introduce Shedding Shackles. Roland is the founder and host of the program now in its 35th year on the air. Shedding Shackles began as the Common Sense broadcast. After about 10 years, Roland changed the name to Talk to a Pastor. However, he soon decided on Shedding Shackles. Roland is happy that Shedding Shackles is on Christian radio, can be found at most podcast places, and you can even listen to Shedding Shackles on your phone. Many people don't know that Roland is a volunteer and doesn't work for a station or any particular church. He's just a guy who is dedicated to helping people find freedom in Christ and peace of mind in God. Sounds good to me.
And one day, you emerge. You are the new person in Christ, through Christ, because of what God is doing in you. And you think, well, this sounds fantastic, but you know what? We have an example of it in nature. An example to show you or remind you that such a thing is possible. What am I talking about? The caterpillar and the butterfly. The caterpillar crawls around, and one day it goes into a cocoon, and then it's somehow transformed into a beautiful butterfly. So God does things like that. But as you go about your life as a restored person, now walking in God's light, you are a simple person, a humble person. You let your hair down. You stop trying to impress people and trick people and fool them and get over on them. And by the same token, you're no longer impressed by people, their degrees, their titles, their lofty words, because you have a relationship with God. Not a pretend one, but a real one. And so you go about your life as a regular person, and you just go about your life as a mom or a dad, as a student, a husband, a wife, whatever you are. You live your life, but now there's always with you this something special. And you learn of God. Every day you're taught of God. You see a little this, a little that. You see some leaves swirling in the wind, and somehow it awakens you to think about, what's that all about? Why do these leaves always swirl? And you wonder about it, some kind of magic there, God's magic. And you see the butterfly, and you see things, and you begin to realize and to understand. And the more you understand, the more you realize, the more you are in awe and wonder of the creator of all these things. But let's get back to what I was saying. So I said a lot of you have heard me say this for 35 years now. But like I said, you don't mind hearing it again. But for the new listeners, oh, incidentally, new listeners in Texas, new listeners in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, welcome. And I don't know why I am heard all over Texas, the Texas Gulf Coast, Corpus Christi, Austin, Houston, Dallas-Fort Worth, all the way down to Brownsville, all the way along the coast over to New Orleans, and then on the other side, Mobile, Alabama. Why am I on the Gulf Coast? I don't know, but I didn't plan it. I didn't try to make it happen. And so I think it must be right. There are some people that need to hear this message. So here it is. When you were a little child, you were very close to God's inner light, and you knew things. When you were a little child, when you saw somebody being unfair, you knew it. Nobody had to teach you. You didn't have to go to school. You just saw it. If somebody was being mean to one child and extra nice to another child, you saw that it was unfair. And then you watched people. And you saw, and you knew things as a little child, but you fell away from that. And how did you fall away from it? It wasn't your fault. Well, it was partially your fault, and it partially wasn't your fault. It wasn't your fault because you were just a little child. We're born first of the flesh, first of the earth, and later of the spirit. And so people around you emotionalized you. Yeah, they upset you. They fooled you. They tricked you. They pressured you. They tried to motivate you. And they were always trying to do something to you. And then there was cruelty, and then there was tease. And you went to school. And what a terrible environment that was. There were bullies, tease, and the teachers were pressuring. And there was always performance pressure and grade pressure and success pressure and peer pressure. And you couldn't help it. You were just a little child. You responded to all those. You began to respond to those things. And when you did, you took in the world and you fell away from what you knew in your heart. You fell away from God's inner light, from this still small voice. You fell away from it. And then you went the way of the world. They took away something from you, and you lost touch with it. Well, they didn't really take it away. It was still there, but you lost touch with it. And having lost touch with it, you needed something as a guide, something to lean on, something to look for and search for, and something to support your little ego. And so you look to the world. So you look to friends, to the peer group. You look to drugs, to marijuana, to food, to school, to teachers, to coaches, to all these things in the world. And so you became worldly, and you fell away from what you knew in your heart. And slowly you changed. Little by little, you changed for the worse. But then those of us who are called by God, we never completely lose touch with it. It's always there. And we always are yearning for something good and true and sweet and noble. We yearn for it. And one day God answers. And then your journey back to Him begins.
This is Jeremiah Trujillo. Don't forget the reason for the Christmas season. We should celebrate God's love for the world through the birth of the Christ child, Jesus. The joy that Jesus can bring to your life should last the entire year round. Just focus on living a life that is pleasing to the Lord. You can do that by following your intuition, and in time, you'll rediscover hope and joy in your life.
So, how does it begin? It begins with this searching, and then it begins with being sorry about what you see. He turns up the light, like I always have said. God turns, like in some of you have in your dining room, a dimmer switch on your light. You turn the dimmer switch, and the chandelier above the dining room table gets brighter and brighter and brighter, or dimmer and dimmer. Well, God turns up the dimmer switch. And now, instead of being vaguely aware of something wrong with the way you exist, vaguely aware that there's something wrong with all your resentments and your judgments of other people and your hatreds of them, and you're not living a true life but living someone else's life. Instead of being vaguely aware of that, feeling anxiety over, free-floating anxiety, instead he turns up the dimmer switch, and now you see in the light. You see your own wrong. You see that you hated your mom. You hated your dad. You hated your brother or your sister. You hated other kids. You betrayed your husband or you betrayed your wife. You were selfish, and so on and so forth. And you see that you doubted what you knew in your heart and went the way of the world and tried to grab everything you could out there. See, and you used what people did to you as an excuse to get what you wanted, but really what you wanted. See, and then they gave it to you and you hated them. If you got what you wanted, you hated them because you could sense that you were getting worse. And if they withheld it, then you hated them and blamed them for withholding it from you. So they had you coming and going, and you hated them for that too. But now you just don't want to hate anymore. You don't want to resent people anymore. You don't want to judge people anymore. And it helps when you get older, because now you see, now that you're older, you don't want to yell at your kids, but you do. And now you see that your mom, your dad, they couldn't help themselves. They had lost it long ago when they were little kids. Someone was cruel to them, and someone pressured them, and they never found salvation. They never found it. So now you can forgive them. You realize that they weren't being deliberately cruel to you. They couldn't help. There was something in them. See, like I said, when you fall away from what's within, the outside starts to get in. And before long, the outside is on the inside. You become just like the people you hated. And then you find something in you that's driving you to do bad things. And it won't let you be kind. It won't let you be sweet. It won't let you be forgiving. See, it has control over you. But part of you is still alive. Part of you can still yearn. That's it. That's what you can do. You can yearn for the Father you've never known. And one day, and I can't tell you when that will be, but one day He will answer. And pray, God, that this program helps to make that wonderful day come sooner for you. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.
Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.